Hello.
Hi, Luis. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How's it going?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I got the message that you called in earlier. Were you trying to update your billing?
Well, I want to see, because we've been 4 months. I've been 4 months. 5 months with you guys.
Okay.
And I haven't had any, like, leads actually come in, like, so I don't know, like, is it, they said in 4 months I would be able to be working my way up to the top of, you know, being distributed on Google, and it's like, I haven't seen any leads or anything come in on this. I'm just wondering what I can do to get some type of leads coming in, so I'll get generation, you know, like work coming in.
Okay, so question. I called you earlier on the other line, which was the 5225 number, and it just cut me off. Like it's like we're blocked or something. Is that number still a good number for your business?
The 225.
Yeah, there was a number when you signed up of 520-402-5225.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering because we have a call tracking number on your campaign, and I'm wondering if they're forwarding those calls to your number ending in 1895 or that other number that cuts me off. I can check with the technicians because what this is showing me is that in the short time that you've been with us, your company has already been found on the first page of Google 149 times. And you've had, let me see here, 106 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
Yeah, I haven't got any calls, nothing.
So that other number, is that an old number for your business, or what was that? Because it looks like
no.
It was given to us initially when you signed up.
Okay, what number is it again?
It is, let me go back up there, 520-402-5225.
No, I think that's the number you guys gave me the first time, and then you guys switched the number, I think. I don't know, something, I don't even
okay,
know that number.
Okay, give me a second. Let me see here. I gotta see where I put my cell. I'll try to call the call tracking from my cell phone and see if it forwards to your number or that other one. So just let me test it real quick and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay. So if I call 520, this is the call tracking number 523-6855. I'm gonna see where that forwards to. So hold on.
Thank you for calling Rose Olive Landscaping. Please press 1. If you are
I'll just say a 1. I'm a new client and see what happens.
Yeah, it's ringing.
Oh, good. So it's set up to come to your phone. Okay, good. That's what I was wondering because anytime I call an account and I come to a number that cuts me off or something, I always want to verify it. So good. We verified that. So one thing I think on your campaign where the numbers could be skewed a little bit is of the 106 Google actions, it says that 15 were clicks to your site, 87 were clicks for driving directions, and 4 were clicks to call you. Now, that doesn't mean you've only received 4 calls because if they look you up and they're on a regular computer, they can't click to call you. They'd actually have to go to your site and dial the number. So that's happened 15 times. But 4 times it was from a smartphone where it was directly dialed from the first page. Now, the reason I think your numbers might be skewed is a lot of landscaping companies are home-based businesses. Is that the case with you?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't think you should be getting clicks for driving directions. I think we should have them hide your address on there, meaning you'll
right,
still be pinned located as Rosales Landscaping in Tucson, but that way at least you won't get those extra clicks for why would people have to click for driving directions if they don't come in? You know what I mean? So let me
right.
just look at the Google page and see if it's published now. Oh, yeah, it is. It's the 24th Street address, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we need to have them hide that because that's going to give you more accurate results coming from the calls and from the website clicks only. You know what I mean? Rather than clicks for driving directions. So
what I
would suggest, because it's always the third and fourth month that you really see the program pop, that's where it comes to full fruition. So what I'm thinking is now that you are ranking on Google and they're starting to get some solid numbers there, your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. Honestly, I don't think you would need those anymore because those are good in the beginning to give you some traction and to get you results a little bit quicker. But now that you're ranking on Google, if you take those Facebook ads off, it would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And with that package, yeah, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The call tracking number stays up and running. You stay mobily optimized, of course, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that once they are ranking because you could always call back and put the Facebook ads on if you wanted to, but I don't think you need them.
Okay.
Do you want to do it that way?
Yeah, we can do it that way.
Yeah, I think it's a much better option for you, especially now that you're ranking. So I'll have them hide the address, and then I'm going to also, once we get off the phone, I'm going to send a message to the technicians to do a complete performance check on your account. So if there's any further updates that they can do that'll give you better placement, they'll perform those for you behind the scenes. One thing that you can do on your end that will help you is to work on getting some more five-star reviews on the Google listing. So I'll send you an email that'll help you with that. Okay? It's pretty self-explanatory, but it's linked to the Google listing. You can just copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And because it's a link that they click on, that most people will do it. You know what I mean?
Sweet. Okay. Perfect. Just what I need. Okay. Yeah, just exactly what I need right now because I have my monthly customers that I can send it out to. And then, you know, yes, that way I can get at least, you know, try to get 10, at least 10 reviews on there or something.
Yep, that's going to help you a lot. And I would recommend, you know, send them out sporadically. So let's say that you're like, oh, there's 50 people that I've worked with that I could send it out. Don't send it out all 50 at once because if somebody gets like 20 reviews overnight and then they get nothing for the next month, sometimes that looks suspicious to a potential client. So it's always better to get one or two five stars here and one or two five stars there. So if you can think of sending it out to some of your past and present clients, just do it in smaller batches and kind of spread it out so that the reviews come in consistently. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Sweet. Then I'll just give it to a couple of my monthly customers
exactly.
This week and then
next week. Another
next
couple.
Week.
Yep.
Right.
You got it. That's exactly
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And then for the $149, Luis, do you want to use a different card or should we try to process it on the same one?
No, you can process it on that card.
Okay, so
it's
let's
there.
Go ahead and give it a try. And then okay, good. I got the green light for you, so you're all good to go. So I'm going to have them ramp up the weekly post, too. I think right now they're doing a post for you once a month. I'm going to have them ramp it up to twice a week. So every Tuesday and Thursday, they'll be making a fresh post, and that'll make you more relevant, too, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, you're all good to go. So thank you for taking care of that. And moving forward, you'll stay in that 149 rate unless you ever wanted to re-add the Facebook. In, but if not,
okay.
We'll stay
all right.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. Okay. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem, okay. Luis. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.